of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have you with us. Just looking ahead slightly to, not next Sunday, the Tuesday after that, we'll have a celebration for all souls in the evening for the commemoration of the faithful departed at 7:30. If any of you want to add any names to be remembered that evening of those who've gone before us, do write them on the list at the back of church.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whenever the time is favourable or unfavourable. Convince, rebuke and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his words abiding in you, because you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. War is brutal. It can dehumanize those who are caught up in it. Think of the film, The Bridge Over the River Kwai, and you catch a glimpse of the appalling treatment of the prisoners of war forced to build that infamous Burmese railway. One of those prisoners, an army captain, Ernest Gordon, in his book Miracle on the River Kwai, describes being taken prisoner and working on that railway. Although he was not particularly religious, he was asked to lead a Bible study in the camp. And he tells how the words of the Bible started to change the men's attitudes. They started to look out for one another, sometimes quite sacrificially. And many of them became changed men. He tells of a time when they were finally liberated and their relief train happened to stop next to another train carrying injured Japanese soldiers. Some of the men got out and took water to the suffering Japanese. Now, their own troops shouted at them to stop helping the enemy, but they continued taking, in Ernest's words, the love of God to their fellow human beings. In today's gospel reading, Jesus has just healed a man on the Sabbath, provoking a discussion with those who had a strict view of what should be allowed on the Sabbath. Jesus's whole perspective is quite interesting. Everything he says and does springs from his relationship with the Father. The word abide is used, meaning to dwell in a place. Jesus abides with his Father, and the Father's word abides in him. To Jesus, it is evident that this is not the case with his challengers. Who else could have objected to divine healing? They are showing allegiance to their social group and to that group's norms, but at the awful cost of missing the entire point of what God wants to do on earth, which is to show love and goodness to people. Jesus' challengers studied the scriptures avidly and knew them very well. Yet they didn't have that Father's heart of compassion. Their religion was cold and formal and remote from ordinary folk and the day-to-day worries and trials that people had to face. Facing his challenges, Jesus is very bold and goes so far as to say, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. He asserts that this is why they reject him, because he has come in his Father's name, whereas they would be willing to listen to someone self-serving, someone who seeks to please their social group and to receive honour from that group, rather than from the Father. And in one final hammer blow, Jesus tells his listeners that they don't even believe in Moses, whose teaching they claim to value above all. Because if they do believe what Moses wrote, then they would be more open to him. Jesus' challengers claim to believe the scriptures, but they have not allowed the word of God to soften their hearts, to allow compassion to flow to their fellow human beings. Because it is not enough to read the scriptures, to study the scriptures, if they do not allow them to abide in them, to soften them, to change them. On Bible Sunday, it is good to reflect on the effect that the Word of God has on Jesus. Jesus dwells in his Father's presence. The Word of the Father is a word of warmth, compassion, love, and service. The fruit of this is the way in which Jesus touches all around him. Jesus' challengers represent a type of religion that can sadly even be found in Christian circles, rather cold, formal, arrogant, and self-looking, the very opposite of Jesus' character in such a religion. The things that I do can show me how much better I am than others, giving me the excuse to look down on them, even to despise them in some cases. If we truly allow God's word to dwell in us, it should lighten up our hearts and our faces as we realize the depth of God's love for us and the freedom that it gives. That love and compassion is to spill out to our family and our friends and beyond. The reading tells us of the need to beware of peer pressure. We can be so fearful of what others are going to think, that it paralyzes our effectiveness in taking the love of God to those around us. And it tells us to allow those words of Scripture to be alive in us, to dwell in us, to change us. As it changed those Japanese prisoners of war, so it can now soften our hearts when we let God's word abide in us too. Not enough to read the word. The word needs to abide in us as the Father dwelt in Jesus. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.
As we offer our prayers to our Father, please sit or kneel to pray. On this Bible Sunday, we give thanks for the gift of the Bible. Lord, help us to understand and follow its teachings. Lord, in your mercy. In the Anglican community, we pray today for the role of Bible study in all churches, especially in the extra-provincial churches. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the health of our Queen, dedicated as she is. May she have a workload befitting her age. Lord, in your mercy. As the leaders of the world gather in Glasgow to discuss climate change, we pray that they understand the gravity of the situation our world is in and make commitments to tackle the problems. Lord, in your mercy. Without the work of volunteers, the world would be a poorer place. Today we thank all volunteers for the work, for their work, especially for those who work in the RNLI, Saving Lives at Sea, and for those who work to keep our parishes running, the wardens, the PCCs, sacristy teams and administration works. Lord, in your mercy. As it is half-term holiday in Leeds this week, we pray that all children may be kept safe. And we pray for our families and friends and for the residents of Templegate Rise, that they too may be kept safe in spite of the continued spread of COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy. As the pandemic is still affecting many lives, we pray for all who care for those who are ill. We pray for their mental health, that they can carry on the good work that they are doing. Our prayers today are asked for Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, Patrick Carroll, Janet Lawson, and Bill Godson. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcar, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mould. Lord, in your mercy. As we have a sure hope that the loved ones we no longer see have passed into your loving arms, we pray for those who have recently died, Frederick Thackeray, and on the anniversary of their death, Edna Thompson, Alec Thompson, Douglas Spence, Doris Howden, James Cooper, and John Graham. Lord, in your mercy. On this Bible Sunday, we pray that through the written word, we may be built up in faith and love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Seek for peace, peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your home. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. The Lord is here.
His spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy, at all times and in all places, to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living Word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. For God's holy people, Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God of all grace, your Son Jesus Christ fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of
Christ. Amen.